There's an interesting game on tonight in the Danske Bank Premiership. I say interesting because it's been played at Newry. And I remember years ago going to the showgrounds in Newry and watching matches when Newry Town were sort of okay. You know what I mean? They weren't great. They were never breaking much delf, but you would have gone along and you might have seen them play Glentoran or the Blues or whatever. And you thought, ah, right, that's what's on the telly tonight. And, you know, you watched it because it was handy. And there is a big game tonight because Newry City play Ballymena United. And the reason that I say it's a big game, who would have thought that Ballymena United could be top of the league? But they will be if they win tonight, Stephen.
That's true, Frank. How are you? It's an amazing achievement from David Jeffrey to have Ballymena on the verge of going top of the Danske Bank Premiership. But that's David Jeffrey for you. You know what, Frank? Ballymena United have never won the Irish League in their history, which is incredible in itself because it's a big football club in Northern Ireland terms. But since David Jeffrey has gone in there, he's won cup competitions and he has now got them fighting for a league title. He refuses to talk about the title, of course, Frank, because he wants to play it low-key and that's probably the wisest thing to do. But believe me, Ballymena United now have a squad and a group of players and, of course, the manager who fight for the championship, and with David Jeffrey at the helm, anything is possible.
It is interesting that it is David Jeffrey, and at this moment in time, the club he's trying to leapfrog is Linfield. You know, but the people said, ah, the cream always comes to the top in the end.
Well, it's true, and David Jeffrey won everything many times over at Linfield. He's a Linfield legend, one of the greatest managers to ever be in charge of any football club in the Irish League. And Linfield, they're top at the moment. They're led by David Healy, of course, Northern Ireland's record goal scorer, and how Northern Ireland could do with him back on the pitch these days, truth be told. But Linfield, they've got a very testing match themselves, home to Cliftonville. The Irish League, Frank, I'd say over the past few years has gone to a different level, not just in terms of the players who now play in it, because you see a lot more of them go across the water and make their mark over there, but also just in terms of the interest and the vibe around it. You know, people are so excited by this league title race. Last season's title race was probably the best I can remember. This season's could be even better because you don't have two teams going for it. There are six sides who could challenge for the league title. It's a brilliant time for local football. And I know, obviously, there's a lot of people out there who love to support their teams in England and Scotland. And I'd be one of them. You're one of them as well. But if you ever get a chance, go along to a local Irish league game, because they really are, they're well worth watching and there's good quality there.
Yeah, I do hear a lot of people say that, and the six teams you'd be referring to there would be Linfield, Ballymena, Glenavon, Crusaders, Cliftonville and Coleraine, all battling it out towards the top. What about the discussion and debate about who's going to manage a variety of Ireland teams in the future? Who, I'll get to the rugby in a second. Are we any clearer on who's going to be the manager of the Republic soccer team?
We are slightly clearer, Frank, because Mick McCarthy is going to be holding talks with the Football Association of Ireland over the weekend. You know my feelings on this. I would like to see Stephen Kenny appointed. It was interesting that Stephen Kenny did an interview yesterday and he said all the right things, and he also pointed out that he'd sooner manage Ireland than Real Madrid. And Kenny, for me, is the fresh choice. He's the most exciting choice. And people who suggest, well, he doesn't have the pedigree, I think that's the wrong way of looking at it, because whenever you hear Stephen Kenny talk in a dressing room, the players immediately have respect. But there's no doubt about it, Mick McCarthy is the big favourite because the FAI are talking to him. There's a discussion going on as well that his assistant, get this, could be Robbie Keane. So we're going from one assistant who was named Keane to another. Roy is gone, but the new Robbie is in. So at the moment, Mick McCarthy's big favourite, and if those talks go well, he could be appointed even before next Sunday's draw for the Euro 2020 qualifiers. Listen, personally, I think that would be a backward step, but it's up to John Delaney at the FAI and all his other chief whips, as it were.
Yeah, Andy Townsend isn't overly impressed with all those chief whips, as you might call them. He thinks that the Republic of Ireland won't really make much progress just based on the way it's being run.
Well, he has a point, Andy Townsend, and he was a Republic of Ireland great, you know, captain on the side in major tournaments. He was a real class act, and I know he keeps a close eye on everything that's going back and forth in Dublin. So I would have to agree with him. I think the FAI do have to look at their structure. I think there's not enough players coming through. There's one really impressive person, though, within the FAI, a young man called Tom Moen from Fermanagh, who manages the under-19 team. His side have had sensational results. So maybe they should ask Tom's opinion, because he knows football inside out. And I think Mr. Delaney could do a lot worse than going and asking some advice from that man from Fermanagh.
Yeah, I was down at the Fermanagh Sports Awards, the Fermanagh Herald Sports Awards last year, and people were just singing his praises at the highest level. Tom, he's really across what he's doing, isn't he?
Oh, listen, I know him well. Frank, I used to play football with him down in Fermanagh, and he was a brilliant Gaelic player as well. He could have gone across the water to Southampton, but for picking up a knee injury. But he had a really good career in the Irish League and played for Derry City as well. So, and now he's gone into management, and he's making great strides with the underage teams of the Republic. Like, there's been talk of maybe even getting the under-21 job, which I think would be a brilliant move for them. He's a man who is steeped in sport, and his football knowledge is incredible, and he's also a really genuinely good guy. So the FAI have got a good one there. What they need is maybe some good people behind the scenes in terms of the decision-making processes. And if you go with Mick McCarthy, I think that leaves me feeling flat, I have to be honest.
Yeah, Mick McCarthy, good luck to him if he gets the job, but there's nothing exciting about it at all. Now, let's put the spotlight on the IRFU, who hopefully will be wheeling money in large wheelbarrows towards Joe Smith at the moment. Do you think, can they get him to announce that he's going to stay with Ireland?
Well, Joe was going to make an announcement very, very soon. He had a pretty emotional press conference yesterday down in Dublin ahead of Ireland's match with the USA tomorrow, where he outlined his thoughts on his future, and he said he was going to make his decision clear very, very soon. But he said that he was beating himself up about it because, of course, he is Ireland's coach, but he also has his family to consider, you know, and I think it's a massive call for him. New Zealand would love to have him as the coach because, for me, Frank, he's the best coach in the world in rugby right now. I can tell you a story about him. I remember he was the Leinster manager and Stoke coach, and I was over at a press conference of his in London. And I've got to say, he just was so inspiring. I wanted to go out and play rugby for him as soon as that press conference was over. That's how inspiring he was. And I was thinking to myself, if he can do that to a group of journalists, what's he going to do to players in a dressing room environment? The guy has just got it in terms of his personality, in terms of his man management, but also in terms of his tactics and who he surrounds himself with. He is grade one top drawer. And if Ireland lose him, hopefully he will go out in a blaze of glory by winning the World Cup. I believe that is a distinct possibility. I think if all things go according to plan, Ireland will play New Zealand in next year's World Cup final. And with Joe Smith at the helm, Ireland can win that tournament, which would just be the most remarkable scenario for Irish sport and Irish rugby. But I hope Joe stays, but he has to consider his family. And if there is a New Zealand job on offer, he's got to take it, let's be honest about it, because being in charge of New Zealand in rugby terms is like being in charge of Brazil in football terms, and it's a chance he couldn't really turn down. And you know what? I think if he did go, Ireland fans and the Ireland players and anyone who's any dealings with him in the press or the media would say, thank you, Joe, and good luck in the future to you and all your family, because you have done an absolutely sterling job for Ireland, and no one could take that away from him.
Yeah, we can't argue with any of that. Stephen, thank you very much indeed.